Hello, dear friends of Miriam's Meditations. This is Maggie Kalis of Soul Light Coaching. Once again, I'm grateful to be here to share a follow-up to my 2024 energy review given in January. The highlighted energy of the entire year was the frequency of remembrance, the opportunity to truly remember our innate nature as a soul, having a human experience, and our birthright to create our highest potential as humans on our beloved planet Earth. In the first quarter, the focus was the energy of prosperity, which came full steam ahead in the form of optimism, helping us to kick off the year and to open some doors to reveal our true wealth in spirit and the wisdom to move forward into a year of unlimited possibilities. And we have been experiencing some waves of highs and lows of many energetic influences, some planetary shifts, solar flares, as well as outpicturing of worldly circumstances arising around us and in our lives every day. But the most impactful stirring has been the call from within, as we are realizing the truth of our innate being and seeing things differently, not only for ourselves, but seeing our world in a whole new way with new eyes. It's in this newfound clarity that is giving us the opportunity for learning, growing, and finding new ways to navigate our lives. And while we've definitely been in a cleansing period of purging, we've been letting go of old ideas, behaviors, beliefs, attitudes, limitations in our choices. What has really been coming forward is that we are getting ready to push through this muck, to arise into a more expansive space for inspired, productive, even more integrity-based creations going forward. The winds of change have certainly come in strong for us in these past few months, but now we're heading into a new transitional phase. The energy of transition, along with the seed of prosperity consciousness, is about to sprout into our new state of receptivity, to reach higher for the light and to take a defining stand for the highest good for all in whatever circumstances that are before us. We are being prepared in this transitional time. And what is the frequency of transition? Well, it represents and supports this ever-changing nature of existence. Everything is always changing, always becoming more. Whether you deliberately, knowingly are participating in it or not, the energy of transition is ongoing. It's a cycle. It is moving from what is and then releasing to what is becoming. Our lives are in constant transition. Every moment is a transition into every new moment. What we can do in this field of change is to choose the frequency of our state of being. We have free will choice to either resist what is naturally changing or to surrender to the process of becoming, choosing the path of struggle and dis-ease or one of grace and ease. As we spring forward in the next few months, we are being prepared and gifted in this opportunity for a renewal of life. This is like spring is here, but it's a new opportunity this spring. This transition from winter to spring is presenting to us with new eyes what we are to learn from nature and what it is showing us in its endurance, its patience, its fortitude, nature's perseverance and resilience, but mostly the acceptance that change is always an action, and the seeds of this transition is in us. And we are about to have a bloom, a glorious opening, and allowing that whatever needs to wither back into the earth to allow it to go there. The process is self-renewing. These cycles of life and death and rebirth are constant. We are being called to let go of the past and to fully allow a new experience to be reborn. Yes, we've been through difficult things. We've been in the muck. But these seeds that have been planted within us, they are giving us this opportunity now to move forward into a whole new state of being, something more. And this seed within us, it is our soul, ready, willing, and able to become what was intended in the first place as a soul having a human experience. This transitional card that I had gotten was, you know, taken back in December, and I wanted to support this energy. I said, what are we experiencing now? Or how shall we move through this transition? And the card I selected was the frequency of delight. The wave of energy as we enter into spring is one of delight, the renewal of our spirit. It's pretty straightforward, and it's supporting our ability to create or recreate and experience heightened states of being. And in our excitement, in our joy, in our optimism, we are rippling out everything into everything else. And, you know, our joy, this optimism is contagious. Just like the wealth in our spirit, okay, we are putting that forward where we are being generous in our upliftment, in our joy. Delight, literally meaning from the light, is a frequency. It is multidimensional. It has no time. It is light, and light is consciousness. It is what is expanding in us right now at a very rapid rate. It's what is creating our life force right now, and it is shifting our perception, which is shifting our experience. We are being reminded that we are all rays of light. Just as the flowers need the sunlight, so do we need the light of joy in our soul to be expressed and to be shared with each other. The card that I picked after this one was the world, literally showing us this is a universal shift, and that spirit in this particular card wants to express its congratulations. And it once again is expressing that we have done the work to bring us to this place that we can now experience a new kind of joy, a new kind of gratitude to get to where we are right now. It has been a challenging path, but suddenly we're having this new way of seeing things, and it's literally enlightenment, which is giving us a little bit of this excitement within us that, wait, the possibilities are here. And humanity is saying, it's giving it well done in spite of what we have created in the world through fear. We are being gifted in this time of renewal to literally to ring the bell of truth within us and to transform this world in remembering who we are, in our intention to be here, in a compassionate, joyful, and gracious state of being. The seeds of truth are pushing up through the shadows of our creations in fear. As we are welcoming the renewal of spring, with all of the promises of its beauty, we are being given a glimpse of the possibilities on what in our hearts, in ourselves as human beings, can also be creating in the world, in unity, and in love. Does this all sound a little too good? I know sometimes when I'm expressing this, what the angels give me, it feels fantastic in love. But does it all sound too Pollyanna? Too optimistic? Too hopeful? And, you know, our thoughts are, what about all the fear, the chaos, the hate, the corruption in the world? Well, yeah, it's there. We created it. And it looks like we're stuck in its density. But it too is being moved. It's shaken. It's being cleansed. It's being rocked at its core. And it needs to be paid attention to, looked at. As this muck is rising up to be seen, it needs to be made known. We need to face it. And by doing so, it's giving us an opportunity for that transformational shift. To see it brand new, to heal it, to say, wow, we can do this differently. I can be doing this differently. I can be kinder in the world. I can be more forgiving in the world. It takes each and every one of us to do this. We are literally all the flowers in the garden of this world. That frequency of delight is illuminating clarity to choose otherwise. To conduct ourselves in integrity, in a discernment, not in fear, in a whole different, where our perception has shifted now to light more than fear, to truth, not in confusion. And the light is revealing humanity as one heart. Like, yeah, we are all a species on this planet. And it is an opportunity to take a defining stand as humans on this planet and to realize our full potential. It has always been at the core of our being. It perhaps has been hidden or held back, or we were told otherwise, but its truth is now being shown. And we are having a prosperous time in this wisdom to be able to unify in both our joys and in our griefs for healing. When the angels share their perspective, they don't see it as negative or positive or bad or good. They just see it as everything is in truth. Everything is of God. There's no judgment. There's only pure awareness of all that is. And they understand where we are limited in allowing that to be. And also in our ability to allow it to be. And that's what our opportunity is right now. So in this quarter, in this spring renewal time, the angels are looking straight to the heart of our souls and our unlimited potential. And they want us to know that everything is always in transition. So whatever's happening now, it this too shall pass into the next. But as we're moving higher and higher in our awareness, and we are learning new ways to navigate this world and in our lives and to rise above these challenges, and not only lift beyond them, but to reconstruct a new paradigm for a more evolved human, a more evolved foundation, a more evolved earth. And they come with optimism. And their optimism is to help us, support us, to move through tumultuous, chaotic, destructive times and circumstances from their high vantage standpoint. They're moving that all to the idea that we can now have self-preservation, clear discernment, and healthy boundaries. They are offering three different opportunities for us to move through this transitional state. One is flexibility. Remember, remembrance is very important. Remember, you are flexible. You are energy. You have the ability, you have free will choice to take a path and to be in any state of being you choose. So with every choice, there is a consequence, high, low, and in between. And when we go with the flow, we stay in our center. And when we are more flexible, we are more movable, pliable, that everything we encounter, we can align to our grace to move through it, to move around it, to transcend it. And conversely, if we maintain the old energy of rigidity, resistance, control, what we experience is that feeling of stasis, like nothing is going to change. This is all a mess. And the truth is, we're not stuck in that. You only think you are because you keep repeating the same rigid energy. So as you choose to lift and move with the flow, that is where you will go. And if you choose to resist, it will persist, as they say. But the opportunity now is to be flexible so that you are able to move very easily through anything that might be challenging coming into your life. And the next guidance was nurturing. It's so important during transitional times to be easy on yourself. The human experience comes with lots of emotions, lots of feelings. We are very sensitive in this plane. And it's a gift for us to be able to feel sensually our physical experience. But we must also be gentle with ourselves. While joy is our natural state of being, on a physical level, we experience pain. We experience things that are uncomfortable. And sometimes, you know, we're just feeling the heat. But importantly is that we can experience this in a new way that doesn't take away from our identity, so that in many ways we can be in it but not of it. And we can hold our stance in our heart and move through difficult times by being kind to ourselves and nurturing to ourselves, of course, and to others as well. But it really is important right now to take care of yourself, to stay in your core. And I know we often say we are our worst enemy, but it's not always. You know, sometimes we are, and we have self-judgment. The angels just say, remember who you are. You are as a delicate flower, and you do need tending and gentle care and unconditional love. And they're saying, please, give that to yourself. And in the next few months, if you run up to anything that may, you know, that comes up from your past that was unhealthy then and is certainly unhealthy now, it is a powerful time of renewal. So face these situations with acceptance and a willingness to rise above, a willingness to, I allow myself to rise above this. And to do so, either releasing or embracing them with acceptance and love, whichever feels appropriate for you. And know that when you are bringing the frequency of unconditional love to a situation, you disarm what you held there in the first place so that you do not have to bring it forward. And you can allow it to just transition into something new. And the third guidance was balance. And completely through all of this year, those three things are quite important, not only for the second season, but we're kicking this off to realize this. The balance is key. And to remember that everyone has a right to be, even if you disagree. We are all souls in a human body doing the best we can from our state of awareness. Balance requires compromise, and it requires a give and take. And sometimes it requires us to just allow people to be what they are, even if we don't like it. We don't have to hang out there. But we can stay in our center and not let it affect us and throw us out of balance. Becoming centered and calm within allows us to make choices and to take actions that are more towards the highest and greatest good for all, not just for ourselves, but for everyone involved in certain relationship situations especially in the midst of transition, you know, we get to choose how we are responding and the path that we can take in. It's really not a time to push against. It's really a time that we can surrender to the flow and what is needing to move on and what is needing us to allow to become known. As the second quarter of 2024 unfolds and more waves of higher frequencies stir up the low frequencies needing to be seen for transformational healing, new opportunities will also arise in making enlightened choices for positive change. This transformational energy will bring us to the summer months, where our focus will shift on incorporating the energy of compassion into our lives like we've never known, along with flexibility, nurturing, and balance. A simple way to stay in your soul light is to remember you are a channel of divine love. You are a channel of divine love. The angels say, please, please, express it freely, in kindness, in your grace, in your patience, in your gratitude. Express it every day, in every way. I want to sincerely thank you for listening to my Spring 2024 Energy Update with the frequency of transition. A heartfelt appreciation also goes to Miriam's Meditations for creating this sacred space for inspirations. Please support her channel by sharing these podcasts with others or posting on your social media. Awakening to our divine nature can sometimes be an unsettling transition. You don't have to go through the journey alone. I'd love to be your guide. Connect with me for a complimentary soul chat. And remember to come join me again here at Miriam's Meditations in July for the Summer 2024 Energy Update, highlighting the frequency of compassion. This is Maggie Kalis of Soul Light Coaching. Explore more at my website, soullightcoach.com. See the light, be the love.
Mahalo for listening. Follow, rate, and review Miriam's Meditations on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, or wherever you're getting your podcasts. We share a new meditation each week. The breathwork presented here is cumulative, so if you're new to breathwork, please start at the beginning in Season 1, and you'll learn the fundamentals. You can find more information about my work and my blog at miriamsmeditations.com. That's miriamsmeditations.com. I welcome your comments. Write to me at contact@miriamsmeditations.com. Aloha, and have a beautiful day.